the Westminster Planning Commission meeting to order on August the 16th. Let's stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Ben is going to do our invocation tonight.
All right, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the day you provided with us and the opportunity to meet, serve, and hopefully move the town of Westminster forward. Be with us, lead us, and guide us as we go through the business of the evening. And forgive us where we fail you. Provide your wisdom and guidance in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, let's do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Madam Clerk, we have four.
Yes, that's our couple.
Okay. Comments from the staff. Mr. Arthur, would you take over for us, please?
Two quick things for you, Planning Commission. Good evening. Just want to let you know two upcoming events coming for your board and body. September 15th, 2025, we have our next Planning Commission scheduled. As our general practice, if we don't have any items come up on the agenda, we usually do not meet for lack of business. At this time, I don't have anything queued up, but we always may. But I'll let you know once we know more information. But September 15th will be the next meeting. And we have communicated via email, but we have a training scheduled for September 30th at 6 p.m. That is going to be at the county building. We had discussed doing it here, but with the addition of the county commissioners, they requested it be at their building. So
that will be at Pine Street.
Yes, ma'am, at the county council chambers. That'll be September 30th at 6 p.m. All commissioners are required to complete training once a year. Mr. Morgan, I believe you did some when you came on board with us online. But anyone else will need to make sure they complete that. If you can't make this one, we can find an online alternative for you all. I just need to know. This will probably be quicker and a little bit easier to get in and get out of, though. But it's up to you guys how you'd like to proceed. And that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Consideration of the minutes from the last meeting.
No, I moved to accept.
I need a second. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Public hearing. We're now going to discuss some changes to some of the ordinances, and I think I'll just let Chief Miller start out and explain to us what this is going to entail.
Do you want to go ahead and open and close that public hearing?
I'm sorry, I didn't close it. I opened it. Now I'm closing it since we have no one here to speak. Now, Chief Miller, would you explain to us in layman's terms what this means?
I'm going to let Reagan handle this one because he's been the backbone mostly of this ordinance.
So, Madam Chair, and I will do my best to speak in layman's terms. There's some attorney language in here. If you need clarification or anything, please let me know. But in this couple weeks ago at our summer June 17th City Council meeting, City Council asked us to prepare an ordinance to allow firearm discharge within the city limits. Currently, we have a blanket ordinance that prohibits that across the board. Recently, the town of West Union went through and provided restrictions in certain properties and acreage within their city limits. And so we went through and prepared that, and we were directed, or we would like to tie that to our zoning ordinance, which is why we're bringing it back to this body. What we have proposed to you tonight will amend two different sections of city code. One is the blanket ban on firearm discharge, and the second one is the zoning code. Specifically, we're asking you all for your feedback on the zoning code portion of this ordinance. The first half of it will focus on things like allowing law enforcement exceptions, routine ceremonial blank rounds for funerals or other sporting events where you need a gun start, anything like that. But some of the main things that we're asking for your feedback on is, one, your general thoughts on the ordinance being tied to the zoning district. Are you open, or would you like to remain as part of the rural residential district? We also have some questions around if you would like a buffer around that, and also if you want us to address hunting in general. Really, what we believe this is there were some comments from the Planning Commission around a previous annexation about the use of firearms, and this is one of the ways I think City Council wanted to help address that. But really, we want to see what you all in City Council are open and amenable to. So we'll present this with your recommendations to them at their next meeting for their consideration.
So do you want us to tackle this in two pieces? One the ceremonial and then one the non-ceremonial slash hunting?
Primarily, the zoning code is all that's going to impact the Planning Commission side of things. The okay. First half of this code, and I'm flipping over to my code, so forgive me, for the actual ordinance.
Yeah, I mean, is it not still, it is currently in place that law enforcement, ceremonial blank rounds, et cetera, that's already in place currently?
So at this time, and I don't know exactly the reasoning or why it's like this, some of this is just cleaning up that. So right now, technically firearms or police cannot discharge firearms within the city limits, according to our ordinance. Now the state has provided some exceptions that allow that. We want to align our code with what the state law says. So that's the first, most of the first half of this ordinance is doing that. So if you look on page 2 of the ordinance, that's section 2, nothing shall apply to a discharge of firearms by an officer of the law to prohibit citizens discharging firearms, defending his person in fear of life or bodily harm, the use of blank ammunition at athletic events, funerals, and other functions at which blanks are appropriate, commercial indoor ranges with a business license. Specifically, section 5 of that first section, so section 2, 130.45, subsection 5, we're looking for your feedback on, and then all of section 3.
So sections 3 and 5, so you want discussion on?
Point 5 of section, of the first section, of section 2, and then all of section 3.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, that's correct. Also, Chief Miller was gracious and willing to attend tonight with us to provide some of his perspective. We haven't talked about what he's going to say, so I'm trusting him. Whatever he brings to the floor, certainly we as staff value a lot of what he brings, and he's helped inform us in this process too. And so I have some specific things I want to give. I need some feedback on, specifically those buffer lines. But mostly I want to make sure Chief Miller has an opportunity to provide his perspective as well.
Chief?
Oh, y'all ready for me to talk about that? Sorry, I was in.
We want to know from your perspective.
At first, I agree with some of, I brought it to their attention about us not being able to discharge our weapons in basically the city. I mean, that ties a hand. By state law we can, but we was never given it to by city. So I was brought that to attention. The Point 5, if you want me to speak on that, about hunting in the city and stuff like that. When this was brought to my attention, I was very adamant against it. But I was told this is the only way that the city would grow. So I started thinking about it. I said, I don't mind it as long as there's certain restriction with it. I don't, you know, if I live next door to him, I shouldn't be outside of my backyard shooting crossways or shooting into anything. So that's why I was like, you know, we have to come up with some language. I knew when West Union passed it, that was just a matter of time. But if it's going to afford the city the opportunity to grow as far as annexation and stuff like that, I have no problems as long as we can keep it at least by the DNR standards, so the 300 feet elevated away from people. Yeah, a great backstop.
So there are a lot of DNR and state law that is already established that we are bound by. One that we've kind of discussed a little bit, me and Fred have, around City Hall. DNR requires that if you're going to be hunting big game on your property, that you are at least 300 feet from a residence unless you're elevated. That would still apply. Nothing that we do will supersede or change anything that DNR has. A second point that is just a nuance of state law that we don't have any flexibility on. State law explicitly prohibits us, and I get this language right, from, we use what our attorney used, so I say it right. State law explicitly prohibits us from making a regulation that restricts or protects individual rights over 25 acres or more. Under 25 acres, forgive me. So we can't change anything. That 25-acre number is all that we can allow or not allow in this ordinance. State law requires.
So that is the starting point for where
that's
we
the
can,
starting part of
we
what
can
we
apply
can.
Different regulations. Under the, that, it's already straight regulated. And
that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So, like, my neighborhood is will never be allowed because the houses are so close together.
Right.
Yes. So
the neighbor that used to shoot his pellet gun is passed on, so we don't have that.
Now, the pellet gun, I don't believe, is a firearm, Chief.
Different standards.
Different standards.
He was in his late 90s and he used to shoot his pellet gun over the yard.
We also requested restricting hunting to only big game, so you don't have folks out there going bang, bang, bang after squirrels or bird or dove or whatever it would be. That was another restriction that is included as written.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Discussion? Questions?
Oh, yeah. So how many rural residential districts do we currently have?
So right now there are only, I believe there's just one that we have brought in under rural residential. And part of the thought behind that was that it would take an affirmative action from City Council and the Planning Commission to allow it. So even if you're in over 25 acres, but you're not in the rural residential, you would have to come and request that permission from the Planning Commission and Council. That way it's, like I said, an affirmative that they are giving you that right through the zoning district. And the reason we don't have many rural residentials is because that is a new zoning district that we brought in and wrote in 2023, December of 2023, we added that district. So that will take time to develop as properties are divided, rezonings happen, and properties are annexed into the city limits.
And so it's state law that determines the acreage?
The 25 acres, correct. That was the advice of our attorney.
So that's the advice of the attorney or the law that is written on the books, because that's a difference.
So that's the advice of the attorney based on an attorney general opinion. And I can provide that to you.
So does that mean there won't be variances allowed? If somebody has 24.99 acres?
We can't provide variances on state law.
So what are you you can hunt on acreage less than 25 acres?
You can. We as a city can't affirm or deny that right according to state law. It's just the nuance of it.
Within the city limits.
Correct. Yeah, we don't have any jurisdiction outside of it. Right. So you can hunt on it, but we can't give you additional rights or take away because state law has occupied that field is generally what the language is. Some of the legalese that we're just bound by.
How can we ensure that they're shooting outside that 300 a foot, 100 yard property line encroachment?
You don't have to be if you're elevated in a stand.
I think we need to, my opinion, is that we need to remove the language of the buffer and default back to DNR standards. Number one, it's not enforceable. Okay, and if you get into that space where you start talking about a buffer to a property line, that's a completely different restriction than if it's just to a residence.
Sure, and we put that in there as a restrictive measure. We're willing, and that doesn't have heartburn with us as long as Chief Miller's comfortable with it. But from my perspective,
there's only one property it applies to.
I'm gonna be honest.
As of now.
What do you mean?
But somebody has.
There's several properties that applies to.
But the rural residential district.
Oh, as of today, right? As of today, yeah, correct. Okay. I'm with you as far as the cut.
How many potentials are there? You have any idea?
I did a rough count, Madam Chair, between, and I didn't have a perfect count, but I estimated between 15 and 20 properties currently that are greater than that 25-acre threshold.
So that would be my take. One of the questions I had is, you mentioned that it's big game only.
Yes, sir.
That seems counterintuitive, where that is the highest risk of damage to property outside of your own. If you're doing big game compared to squirrel, rabbit, deer, small game where you're using small caliber or shotgun with a significantly different range capability. I'm not sure I follow that logic. I would say either you allow hunting and stay the course for the DNR if you're RR zoned, or you don't.
I agree with that.
What's that?
I agree with you.
The intent behind that was to limit the amount of noise coming out of those areas. And that's certainly another thing that can be changed or considered by this commission as well, would be if that's something that they want to keep or not keep.
What's the majority of hunting that goes on around here? Deer?
Well, if it breeds and got hunting season,
they squirrels.
I was going to say.
I'm asking. So
if we
would. This question, I don't know
because
I don't
want it. That's okay. So I'm firmly entrenched in the middle of all this because I am one of those properties. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not RR, but I would, if I looked at my property, squirrel, rabbit, deer, any of those, dove. Any of those would be viable game animals on my property. And if I went through the effort to rezone it to RR, then that would be what I would want to do on the property. The other thing is, it's not just hunting. It's discharge of firearms. If I want to practice
skeet shooting,
if I want any of the above, then that would give me the ability to do that still outside of safety zones back to residences and things like that.
But you are in the city.
I also think that we open up, and I will say this now, I am probably one of the strongest 2A supporters here in this room, but I think you also open some things up to a lot of confusion, mm-hmm. which is going to run this man to death.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
People don't read. They're going to hear that it's legal. That's all they're going to hear. Okay. Oh, I'm going to go out there and shoot a squirrel out the tree, eat my pecans. Well, they live right outside town or in town, like where I live, Mountain View Street. Somebody's calling. Somebody's shooting in the neighborhood. I don't know how you message this to the point where people understand it without having a bunch of phone calls, because people aren't going to read this. They're not going to understand rural residential district.
Is it 25 acres or more regardless of the zoning?
Right now,
I mean, that way you don't mess with the idea of, oh, I didn't know, like today, mine is not rural residential, as an example. Then does that mean that you say 25 acres is our safe zone, if you will? It says if you have that much, go forth and do. And that way you're not worried about a zoning technicality.
I think we're scratching the surface. We're making some progress.
Well, right. That's why I just kind of throwing some things out there, because that's kind of what he's asked us to do and the council's asked us to do.
So the reason we tied it to the RR, and I'll just use one property as an example. There, and pretty close to what I would call Central Westminster, there's a 28-acre property that fronts most of the left side of North Isendega when driving towards Anderson Avenue. And there are, that would be without the rural residential designation. You could actually hunt on there as long as you meet the requirements of DNR without being close to a property, without being elevated. That's also near, it probably touches, just going to guess, 20 other properties that are residential and small districted. The thought process behind the rural residential was to keep it from being really central in the middle of town and surrounded by other small residential properties.
So at that point, you'd be asking planning commission and council to give oversight to the ability to do that on your property.
Correct.
So regardless of size.
Then the path forward, if this property owner wanted to discharge firearms on it, would be to come to the planning commission and council to ask for that rezoning to rural residential. And then ultimately would be the decision.
Or the exception to the zoning.
They can't do variances for those.
Well, they could do a variance if it's over 25 acres,
right.
But not if it's
over
4.9.
Right. If it's over 25, you could ask for an exception. So in that case, if he said, here's what I want to do.
But would you need it, or would you just need to change the zoning?
Well, so as staff, that I don't believe that would meet the state law requirements for a variance. I think that would have to go through planning commission as a rezoning.
Okay.
Instead of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Because there are some strict things about what we can do as a variance request and what things we can't do. I don't believe that. I'm not familiar with that off the top of my head, but I don't believe that would meet the standards based on my recollection.
I think they'd go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Wouldn't it?
Sir?
No.
He's saying
the Board of Zoning Appeals. I don't think that variance request would meet state law for us as staff to bring it to them. The state law says here's what a variance is, and here's what you can apply for. It's pretty narrow. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be inapplicable at this point. I have to do some more research to be sure, but I don't believe it is. So with kind of that thought process on the RR side of things, are you all still open to that, or you like the more 25 acres by itself perspective?
I'll cover all three of those properties.
I think it'd be easier to communicate to the public if it's not a zoning specific.
I think you're right, and it's all about the communication to the general public.
Yeah, you've got a much better chance of not only getting people to do what you ask, giving them the liberty that you're now giving them, but also getting them to understand the restriction that goes along with that if you're not getting tied up in how many people actually know what their property is zoned, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my 0.6 acres doesn't qualify. I know that.
Yeah,
already.
Right.
So, you know, if you do an acreage restriction versus the zoning, I think that is a little bit better.
And honestly, the acreage is where the safety lies, not the zoning.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are there backstop for somebody's putting in a shooting range? Because shooting and hunting are two different activities.
Yep.
So if I'm living there on the 28 change acres in the middle of town with all the shooting, and I can shoot, because now I'm over 25 acres, I do what I'm supposed to do. Are there requirements for backstops?
I think state law regulates backstops.
Yeah, and so, I would not be opposed to having that a sign off by him.
Yes.
If you're going to be inside city limits, and you want to run, and this isn't hunting, but you're doing a shooting range, if you will, or a, I don't know what the verbal on that is, but have something with the
outdoor shooting area, range,
whatever.
I
would not be opposed to that being a sign off by the chief of police or somebody who's commissioned by him.
So on number four, we say commercial indoor target ranges, which possess a city can we add something there about the private outdoor ranges have to meet chief approval or something like that to give this guy and his staff some teeth? Well, yeah, it says right here it's got to meet what we think is safe and fair. Not trying to add more work.
That's what we're here for.
Well, but the thing is we already know it's a fairly small scale of number of places that are going to fall into this spot.
Four properties. I looked on Onyx. I went through every parcel inside the city limits. And there's four that I can identify. Counting the Standridge Farm that was just brought in.
So were we to include the other rabbit, deer, squirrel? Where were we? And then
my opinion is you don't limit it to big game. That's, again, kind of counterintuitive to me.
But that also includes bear and hogs.
Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah.
True.
I would just put it as cordon
hunting. I think it's just hunting period. Standards. Keep it under the DNR standards.
Simplify. No.
It's the KISS principle.
Yep. So.
So is that a consensus I'm hearing? Remove the big game portion of that ordinance?
You need a motion on that?
We need to develop new language. I don't think this gets solved at this meeting.
No.
I'd rather see us develop a set of language that we can take back to council that is conclusive.
So I'm taking note of all the things I think that you've reached clear consensus on. Remove big game is one of them. Go ahead.
The zoning restriction.
Being removed, correct?
Being removed. Isn't that right?
Correct. The buffer zone is removed. Default back to DNR.
From property land to 300
feet. To the residence. Yep.
Chief, do you have any thoughts on the approval of the outdoor range, the private range?
I'd rather approve every private range.
Yeah.
If they're going to be shooting.
Okay.
Because if I don't, that way it gives us to my department more teeth, as he says. If I don't approve it and somebody's out there shooting, we have the leg to stand on to go and say, okay, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I do think we need to add something about private outdoor target ranges. Just because we identify specifically commercial indoor.
Yeah.
And if somebody's got that much acreage, they should be able to have a private outdoor.
That also makes it more efficient for you.
Yeah.
If I've got a range that you've approved and my neighbor is complaining about gunfire, you already know that it's in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Now the question comes back to what else is the issue?
And also, it gives me a record of who has range around here that I can keep note of as a list.
That you can come out and practice on.
Well, I already come to your house. Anyway.
So, I have those four items: remove big game, zoning restriction being removed, acreage only, I guess is probably a better way to say that.
Yeah.
Remove the buffer zone, and also add language about private outdoor ranges being approved by Chief Miller or the police department. Was there any other items that there were a consensus on that we wanted to discuss or wanted to bring up? What I'm going to end up doing now, number one, if you guys are ready to vote on this, would you guys like to see another version of this back before you all, before we sent City Council?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to see something that's kind of cleaned up with all those pieces in it.
Yeah. What's your opinion on high-powered rifles versus N22s if they're squirrel hunting? I mean, that goes a lot further than a shotgun. Even DNR limits it in areas you cannot use. Has to be shotgun only.
Well, I mean, if we're going by if we're going by DNR standards, if they read their handbooks, it's clearly enforced.
Certain areas, like the Vance Grove area, certain areas, Issaquena, around Issaquena, certain areas you cannot, even though it's WMA, you cannot, the core land,
not supposed to be shooting a high-powered rifle. Shotguns only. I think that's right.
We had some conversations early about adding a, I don't know if you were in those or if it was just me and Kevin, some sort of caliber or type of restrict. I don't know the, yeah. Forgive me for not knowing that.
If you got 44 acres, you shouldn't be out there with a 7 mag.
Well.
.30-06, but that's just my opinion.
Is that something y'all would be open to seeing language on?
Chief, you're the... This is going to be the extra work for you, you think?
It's no extra work for me. I got nine people to work for me.
I was just thinking of safety.
Just being out of the house.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Because people...
For safety reasons.
People's got to have common sense.
I mean, regardless of whatever you put out, people, if they don't have common sense, right. It's going to...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you...
That's right. Such a lack of...
Because even if you do rim fire and you're not smart enough to not shoot at a squirrel up in a tree inside city limits, you're going to have issues. It still comes down to application and the person's got to have a safety mind if they're going to discharge inside city limits.
Then when it comes to hunting anyway, it's all going to fall up on a DNR instead of the
If y'all would like to...
Which actually gives you some more resources.
Yes.
We can. I'll have to check with our attorney, make sure it's not messing up anything else. And this is with Pope Flynn, who specializes in municipal law, not Keith. But I can check with our attorney again to see if... That if y'all just want to remove all the restrictions and all the comments on hunting as well, it could be an option. I'll just have to confirm that with her because it seems like that's the direction that we're going.
I mean, it can be simple language. Hunting is allowed by DNR standards. I mean, something very similar.
Over 25 acres.
Over 25 acres.
So that's right now section 10. Section 10A. Says all hunting activities must comply with applicable law and regulations of the state of South Carolina and SCDNR, including but not limited to all required permitting and licensing requirements and subject to South Carolina Code regarding the hunting of deer near residences with firearms. Yep. That kind of encompasses that. So we can leave that there. And then based on your feedback, it looks like we can leave... We might need to leave Section B. I'll ask our attorney... do you guys, or would y'all still be comfortable not allowing commercial hunting operations in the city?
So. I don't think anybody needs to be commercially hunting
in
the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really just the removal of Section B should address all the hunting conversations that we had in the amendment removing big game.
We ain't got it.
If it pleases the commission, Madam Chair, I'd love to have, a motion and approval from this body directing me to do that and bring it back to you.
All right.
And that would be, just for the record, the removal of big game, removal of the zoning restrictions only by acres, the buffer, removing the buffer zone, and also requiring the additional private outdoor range to be approved by Chief Miller or the police department.
So moved as stated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
So at this point, I will send this and have this back to you all at our September 15th meeting.
So we just gave ourselves a meeting. Good job.
Well, we get paid too much, Charles.
Sort of dollar per hour down.
Yeah. And may I thank y'all for that was... Very good feedback in crafting this policy and making it safe for city, what meets what you guys envision, and Chief Miller. So thank you all very much for that conversation. Okay. That was very informative.
Anything else?
What else you need us to do to help you?
We voted on the minutes. Let me get back to the agenda.
Yes, ma'am. That was the last item, Madam Chair.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I don't want to stay.
All right. Thank y'all very much.